Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina. We are a podcast and a community that aims to be a safe space for Filipino women to own, share, and celebrate their stories. I am Cleo Loque, the founder of Hiraya Pilipina, and your host here at Kwentuhang Pilipina. For today's episode, parang naririnig ko pa rin yung crunch from her videos because the Lumpia Queen on TikTok is here with us for today's kwentuhan. Abigail Marquez is a 22-year-old singing foodie who garnered 1.3 million followers on TikTok as she mostly creates content about food. Very exciting. So let's all welcome Miss Abigail Marquez. Welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina, Miss Abby.
Hi. Hi, Cleo. Hello, everyone. Sa mga nakikinig sa kani-kanilang tahanan.
Yes.
Formal.
Thank you.
Ayun lang po
yan. Thank you, Miss Abby. Actually, I first saw you, of course, on TikTok, on my FYP. And your videos are actually so great because aside from the high quality content that you create, nagsha-shine din talaga yung personality mo on your videos. Before we dive deeper into topics such as content creation and how you are able to stand out in your niche, let's first do a little icebreaker. So, Miss Abby, are you ready for Never Have I Ever?
Okay. Basta keep it PG-13.
For sure. Ayan po. So just say never if you've never thought of it or done that. And feel free to explain as well. Okay. So first is, never have I ever napaso kakatikim ng freshly cooked lumpia.
Paano kung nagawa ko na? I'll not say never.
I have.
Syempre. I think kahit di naman content creator na gumagawa ng lumpia, napaso na ng lumpia, guys. Diba?
I actually don't cook myself. Tagakain lang ako.
Oo. Palamonin era.
Yeah. Kaya sobrang nakakatuwa yung content nyo because ang dali niya ring sundan.
Oo. Kasi I mostly do tutorials kasi on lumpia. Ayan. Yung pinaka nakakapaso yung mga ano, yung may mga sugar. Kasi matagal mag-cool down yung sugar eh. Yung peach mango lumpia, yan. Di ko lang nirelease yung behind the scenes nun. Kasi meron akong ginawa na strawberry cheese lumpia. Yun yung nagsabi. May nagsabi na paso reveal. Kasi nakakaya naman i-post kung walang nagtanong, di ba? Eh yun may nagtanong. Sabi niya paso reveal. So, pinost ko. Tapos, ayun, natuwa naman yung mga tao kasi, ay, wow, napapaso din pala siya.
There's so much happening din between the scenes, no?
Yeah. Pag-usapan natin yan later.
Yes, for sure. Alright, next is, never have I ever got recognized out there, outdoors as, uy, yan yung nagluluto on TikTok.
I have. Tapos, very recent lang siya. And nung una, they don't recognize me right away. For example, I attend a party and sa dulo ng program, somebody mentions lang, very, very slight na, if you know her, she's a content creator, makes lumpia videos. Tapos ang daming, ikaw yun! Ganon. O kaya, pag nagta-travel ako, tapos nakausap ko sila, nag-small talk kami. So, what do you do? Ganyan. I'm a content creator. Tapos sabi niya, wait, ikaw ba yung ganito? Yan. So parang I need to have an introduction part first. But last week lang nag-start, may nakakakilala na sa akin it started really awkward kasi awkward yung ano, yung pagka hindi nila sure if ikaw talaga yun. Kunyari, nagsushoot ako sa labas, tapos may dadaan na group of people, tapos magtitinginan sila, like, tapos tinuturo nila ako, like, ganun. Tapos, tapos titigil sila sa likod ko. Tapos, syempre, nakikita ko yun sa peripheral vision ko. Titigil sila sa likod ko, tapos nakatingin sila sa akin, tapos nagpo-phone sila. Tapos, sisigaw yung isa, ah, kilala ko yan! Tapos, pabalik-balik silang ganun sa gilid ko. Yung ganun, hindi ko sure kung anong gagawin ko. Parang, i-approach ko na lang ba sila? What if di naman pala ako yung pinag-usapan nila? Pero, ayun, I don't think a normal person experiences that. Yung, may nakatingin sa'yo, tapos mabalik-balik sa harap mo. Parang, sige na, pansinin yun. Mag-hi na kayo, please let end sharing. Pero ano, oo.
How was the experience naman po?
Yun, yeah. Hindi ko na-address yun eh. Naalala ko lang siya kasi isa yun sa mga first times na ma-experience ko yun. Pero, many times, especially sa, when I visited UP last week, a lot of people recognize me or approach me sa malls. Then they approach me saying, "Are you Abby Marquez, the from TikTok?" Yun yung alam nila from TikTok. And then I say, "Yes." That's ayun. We have a small chat. That's a fun experience for me, kasi na parang manifestation na wow, nakakarating pala sa malalayong lugar. Nasa Tagal Laguna ako, tapos nakarating ng QC, ng Alabang, yung mga taong nanonood sa akin. And it's a nice interaction kasi I also want to build the relationship with my audience. Ayun, so I just thank them for watching. And ayun guys, sa mga nanonood, if nakita nyo naman ako, approach nyo na lang ako. Huwag natin pahirapan ang sarili natin. Just say hi, ayun. Kung di ako busy, we'll have a chat.
Ayun. And that's the beauty of TikTok, no? Like, marami talaga siyang naabot. Bawat sulok ng Pilipinas, as long as you have the phone, the app.
Oo. The internet.
Yes. And then lastly, of course, sa ating icebreaker is, never have I ever wanted to make other content other than food.
Mm-mm. Definitely, I have. So, ngayon, tinatawag akong singing foodie kasi yun yung bio ko sa Instagram. Pero actually, I'm really focused on food at the moment. Pero before food, I actually focused on music. Music, I did covers on YouTube, occasionally, sa stories lang sa Instagram and Facebook. And, ayun, right now, yung music pala, it did not reach much traction. Kasi, well, actually, in the first place, hindi ko naman siya pinapublish so it could be watched by a lot of people. Kasi, hindi pang masa, hindi sikat na mga kanta yung kinakanta ko. What I sang were songs that were just special to me, regardless, most of them not super popular. And yung goal ko that time is just to reach out to this small community of people who like the same music. Dahil occasional lang yun, this at one point, gumawa ako ng food content creation, which let's talk about that later. Food content. And ayun yung nag-hit. So, yun na lang yung pinagpatuloy ko. But even right now, sometimes gusto ko gumawa ng mga yung mga kalokohan lang, not necessarily about food, mga kalokohan lang, lifestyle, and also travel. For example, we went to sa Fisher Mall and there was a skating rink, roller skating rink ba ang tawag? Roller skate. Sa roller skates place. And sobrang aesthetic niya, and gusto rin siyang i-vlog sana, but I know that I have to keep my TikTok medyo strictly food siguro. Ayan. So, I think there are opportunities naman to share those. Kaya, not super sad about them. But right now, I'm really just focused on food.
You're currently focused on food, but you did not start out with food content. Because in your boss besties don't know, when you started out on TikTok, you actually posted song covers. But how did you eventually realize na, ay, baka food yung niche ko and I'm gonna stick with it? I'm gonna make this work.
Accidental siya, yung discovery of creating food videos. Kasi nga, I started with singing, and then this one time, magluluto lang ako ng dinner. Tapos, natripan ko lang na videohan ko kaya yung paggawa ng dinner to save lang the recipe. Parang gagawin kong archive yung TikTok ko ng recipes. And then, nung pinost ko yung video na yun, surprisingly, nag-hit siya na actually yung growth nga nung video na yun. Yung first video ko, which is tuna pasta. Tuna pasta na may tomatoes, cheese, ganyan. Yung growth niya is, the first night, nagkaroon siya ng 1,500 views. So, sobrang happy ko na 1,000 views! Grabe! Oh my God! All eyes on me, miss. Ganun. Tapos, in the span of 3 days, nag-reach niya siya ng millions of views. Tapos, na-realize ko na, nakagawa ko ng viral video once, I can do it again. And yung comments that I received from that first video, they liked my voice, they liked yung look ng video. And I said, I can do that again. So, and my market, dun na-prove na my market yung videos ko. If I post anything, there will be people watching. And for me, it's also a fun experience eh. Because I really like filmmaking. I cook all the time. So, it's a convenient thing for me to do as well. Although, may struggles din ako. Don't get me wrong. Ayan. But food, yung first, nag-hit siya agad at first. I think it's a lucky circumstance na first ever food video ko pa lang, nag-hit na. Tapos, naging validating point na rin agad siya. But I know that it's not the same every time. For example, ako nga dati nag-upload ng music covers, music videos, but they don't really hit. Sometimes it will take you a lot of videos to post first before ka makakuha ng viral na video, ganyan. But I think I was really just lucky talaga, lucky. Luck is it's a big thing na naka-affect dun. Ayun, I just started to do the same thing. Not really same thing. I started to... Wait lang. Inedit po ba itong podcast? okay, sige. Sorry.
Yes, go lang po. Yes.
Liliwanagin ko lang yung sentence ko. Ayan. So, nung na-realize ko na successful yung first video, I, as a very academic person that I am, parang nilista ko, ano ba yung mga ginawa ko sa first video that I could do again so I could get the same results. So, first is I had a good introduction, I used this lighting, I did a voiceover. So, parang gumawa ko ng formula. Tapos, so every time na nagluluto ko ng ulam namin for lunch, dinner, binivideohan ko na siya. So, yung mga first video ko, mga ulam, mga pork giniling, bistek, keme-keme, ganyan. And, dahil pina-follow ko nga tong formula na to, I also realized eventually that di mo pala talaga kayang gawa ng strict formula yung mga videos on social media. Kasi nagiging one note siya, no? If you always follow a single formula. So, ang dami ko sinabi, grabe, ang dal-dal ko.
Yes, of ayan. Course, we're very happy to listen to the kwento. How you
pero
started.
Ayun, nagtuloy-tuloy lang siya. It's just that I discovered a lot of things along the way. So, hindi na lang pure formula video yung mga ginagawa ko. So, sometimes I do ASMRs then, not just voiceovers. I experiment on different lightings and see how people react to it. Ayan. But yeah, I'm really determined to make a platform na all about food, which is what I currently have right now.
Wow, that's so nice na you actually discovered na you have a market for food followers accidentally. But I feel like it's not luck. It's, you know, sometimes it's the universe telling you to redirect your energy on another kind of content as well. Na is also beneficial not only to you but to other people, and it's such a great story to share, so thank you for that. On some days, do you also feel like you don't have what it takes to be the CEO of your life? Alam mo yon, parang it's just not the vibe.
Boss Besties, we are with you in your everyday struggles. And we are not just here to cheer you on, we come with innovative solutions too. Guess who? Of course, it is Hiraya Pilipina. Hiraya Pilipina is here to create empowering merch that motivate you to speak your mind. It is our Hiraya, our vision, to encourage and empower you to go on kahit pa may everyday challenges kang hinaharap. Para sa Hiraya, para sa pangarap. With tons of products to choose from like powerful merch such as tees, totes, caps, innovative abaca masks, and the newest in the family, our very own nipple pasties, you can surely find a brand new staple for your everyday ganaps. We're Hiraya for you, babe! Nabudol ka na ba? Check out Hiraya Pilipina on Instagram, Shopee, and Lazada to learn more. And you mentioned earlier na, yes, nag-viral nga siya, first video mo pa lang, you know, people might think na, wow, parang ang swerte naman, ganyan. But you also mentioned na, of course, it's not always ups, mayroon ding downs, and there are also struggles. So, I want to dive deeper onto that, Miss Abby. So, are there struggles that come with being a food content creator, and what are they? Kasi parang kaming nanonood, ang baka iniisip lang is, uy, ang saya, kain lang sila ng kain.
Oo, talaga. Yun yung stereotype. Yun yung common notion sa mga creator, no? Ang dali naman ng buhay nila. Saya, kain sila ng kain. Sometimes they get paid to eat. Diba? Ang ganda pakinggan eh. Binabayaran ako para kumain. Diba? Parang, that's a dream job. Ganun. But, ano, I think every creator will agree na hindi siya madali. Hindi siya madali at maraming struggles. So, first siguro sa content creation mismo, yung paggawa mismo ng content is, there's a lot of steps along the process. So, I think, wait lang, sorry, mind block na naman ako. Thanks for editing, Miss Clay. Ayan. So to start, siguro with the creation of the actual content mismo. Before you get to a good concept, you have to do a lot of research. You have to think of a good flow, especially in this time sa digital platforms. People have short attention spans, so dapat first 3 seconds pa lang ng video mo very engaging na. And it's not easy to come up with hooks. Hooks kasi yung tawag sa what appears or what is heard in your first 3 to 4 seconds so that people will finish the video. Ayan. So, that's a huge thing. Huge factor na magdedetermine ng success ng video. So, creators think about that a lot. They research. Siyempre, pagka nagre-release tayo ng videos, you have to make sure na appropriate or hindi fake news, culturally appropriate yung mga food na ginagawa, or if experimental, yung mga food theories na ginagawa natin. For example, simply using the same, kunyari, using the chopping board for fresh and raw items, you have to know how to do it hygienically, at safely. So, ayun, meron ding theories the back of these videos. And then also, ito na yung pag-shoot mismo ng content. So, siguro sa una, you won't have to invest on equipment. You can do that with free softwares, with your phone na meron ka na ngayon. But for creators, especially na full-time or kinakareer talaga yung content creation, we invest in a lot of things. Software subscriptions like editing softwares, music subscriptions just to make sure na hindi kami ma-copyright on social media. The equipment mismo, ako, I have a mic for my voiceovers, yung camera. Although I started with a phone, I also invested in a camera. What else? Yung mismong editing computer and lighting. and yung microphones mo for the videos mismo, yung naka-attach sa camera. And that costs a lot of money. Costs a lot of money. So, hindi lang siya kain ng kain. Dahil pag pumunta ka sa restaurant at nag-vlog ka, you will take the videos, which are not easy. Siguro sa akin, not easy kasi I'm very particular with angles, very particular with camera settings. So, kailangan tinitweak ko lahat yon with every shot. Mas maganda ba yung flat light? Tatayo ba ako sa upuan na to? Or mas maganda bang gaganon ako? Or naka-close up? So, minsan tinitignan ako sa mga restaurant na kinakainan ko kasi, halang OA naman niya, OA niya mag-video, mag-picture nung pagkain. Parang, just eat your food. Yung mga nagsishame na, stop posting your food in social media. Okay, nabanggit. Pero ayun, physically demanding din siya. And sana na din sa last phases nung paggawa ng content, the editing and the caption writing before you publish, you have to research how to make your caption very SEO rich. Kasi yung social media ngayon, yung algorithm nila is parang SEO based na. So there are keywords that you have to include to make your video hindi naman guaranteed successful, but more likely to appear in people's timelines, and yung editing process din mismo. So to give you an idea, when filming my videos, I take siguro 4 to 5 hours. 3 to 5 hours, yung mismong pag-shoot lang and cooking. And then yung editing, yun yung umaabot ng 3 to 8 hours for me. So, bakit ganun katagal? Well, I admit, inefficient kasi ako. Kasi pagka, yung editing process ko is, I get raw video na, kasi ganito, pag nagsushoot ako, nagluluto ako, and then I just record, click record, and then press pala, sorry. I press record, and then just start cooking. And I decided to go with that kind of flow, workflow, kasi I want to capture organic moments. For example, matalsikan ako ng mantika, or may mabuhos ako in a wrong way. I think that's a good thing to sometimes include in your videos, kasi it shows people na you're also an authentic person. You're also a person, makes mistakes, add authenticity. So, I'm not like those creators na yung very strict yung timelines. Yung, for example, okay, record, chop, 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 stop. Okay, ganun. Tapos, record, stir, stop. Kasi that way, you get ready to use cut-out materials na, no? 3-second materials. Pagka in-import mo yun sa editing software mo, tuloy-tuloy na siya, onting clipping na lang. But me, I have to scan this 2-3 hours of footage just to get a very, very masiksik na 1-minute video. So I think I'm trying to change it actually kasi feeling ko very inefficient siya. But I don't know how else I could get those organic moments. But masasabi ko lang, it pays off. Kasi nga, pagka nakakita ka ng mga ganong klaseng content na video or footage na you wouldn't have gotten anywhere else, makikita mo na worth it siya. Kaso sobrang tagal. So, yun yung demanding for me. And then, apart from creation, ang dami ko sinasabi.
Yes, go ahead.
apart from creation, you also have, you have to deal with a lot of people. So, first sa brands, siguro you have to talk to brands if you get sponsored opportunities. But I think yung makaka-relate all creators is yung comments from internet mismo, yung mga audience. And not all of them are nice. Yan ang sinasabi. Not all of them are nice. Kahit gano'n kabait tingnan sa camera, kahit gano'n kakaplanado magawa ng videos, nag-research ka man, tama man sinabi mo, may masasabi talaga sila. Like, you can't please everyone. Just look at the comment section of any post, actually. Maraming mambabasa yung kaya wala kang ginagawa. And, siguro, it's not easy for anyone to just to read those comments na after working hard on your video, after being willing to share your craft to the whole world, tapos makita mo you receive negative comments. It takes strength, mental strength to keep yourself stable and happy even when you see those comments. Ayan. So there's also you have to be thick-skinned kapag creator ka. And pa ba? Diba parang wala naman ako sasabihin pero nag-end ako kasi dal-dal ko talaga. Parang sige, push natin yan. May masasabi ka pa. Joke lang. Ayun. And ito na lang, last.
Go.
You have to clean the dishes. Yun na. Okay, that's... You have to clean. Daming kalat ka. Hugas. Nagluto ka na, nag-film ka na, dami mo nang ginawa. Tapos at the end of the day, you have to wash the dishes.
Oh my gosh, thank you for elaborating that. Thank you for elaborating how difficult or how hardworking you were behind the camera that people might not be able to see it. Kasi what people only see are the 1 to 2 minute videos that you only post on TikTok. And I remember this this line from a YouTube video that I heard just last night na kumbaga yung creation or yung filming, it just takes like what, 5 to 10% of the content creation process, because the 90% involves brainstorming, research, editing.
Yeah, yung pre-production stuff.
Yes, which you already shared with us earlier. So, mad respect talaga, mad respect to creators.
Can I just add,
yes, of course.
I think people think it's easy, or people think it's easy to create content because yung watching experience nila very seamless or very smooth, and people don't know what kind of effort or ano yung mga ginawa para maging seamless yung watching experience na yon. And I think it's a lot of elements combined into this video to make it a very smooth watching process. And it's the same for hotels. Eh. So, share ko na lang din na I'm a hotel management student. And yung stereotype sa hotel students or hotel people ay, ang dali naman ng trabaho nila, may papasok lang na tao sa entrance, and then greet lang nila, ngingiti ka lang, hello po, good afternoon. Tapos sabihin ng mga tao, wow, sa'yo naman trabaho nila, nakangiti sila, naka-aircon sila, ang ganda ng suot nila. But they don't realize how much effort goes into.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Making that experience very seamless or smooth, comfortable. Parang sila yung naghihikahos sa likod para maging maganda yung nakikita mo. So that's also what happens in content creation. Ayan. Yun lang po. Thanks. That's my rant for the day.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that, Miss Abby. I now want to dive deeper into standing out on the platform, because it's not easy to stand out. I'm not going to say na saturated, but there are a lot of aspiring creators. There are a lot of creators out there because it's now so easy to post whatever you want on the internet. But did you ever expect na ganito yung support and opportunity that would come with it?
Support, sobrang overwhelming niya. Kasi hindi ko in-expect na maraming magsusupport. Kasi ako, personally, tingin ko sa sarili ko dati, shocks ang cringy ko. Tapos, kung ano lang ginagawa ko, ganyan. But, especially sa parents, support from parents, support from friends, and yung audience ko mismo, how much they support yung mga new videos ko pagka may mga experiments na haven't done this before in a video. Sinasabi nila na, oh, that's nice, nag-improve ka, blah, 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 ganyan. So, I didn't expect that much support. Very, very thankful for that. Super, super thankful. And opportunities, hindi ko rin in-expect. Actually, as ako very academically GC person ako, and sa academe, yung mga opportunities na alam ko or what I had in my options were yung mga typically dinidiscuss. For example, I'm a hotel restaurant student. I was really focused on being a hotel or restaurant manager in the future. And ang other options ko ay chef, or siguro sa hotels, mga supplier management, operations, housekeeping, marketing, ganyan. Very ano sila, yung mga list ng jobs para sa career mo, ganun. And content creation was never an option. So I thought na hindi siya stable. I thought hindi stable yung income doon. Ano ba yung mga income streams dyan? Sa YouTube lang ba may kita? Ganyan. But when I started content creation, unti-unting nadidiscover ko kung ano yung mga income streams, which is super dami pala. Like affiliate links, monetization ng mga pages, sponsorships, and ano pa ba? Yun mostly merch. If sikat ka na, pwede ka mag-merch. So, eventually, I realized it's also a sustainable career choice na I would actually recommend to anyone who is willing to undergo this very tedious talaga. Joke. Ayoko ma-turn off yung mga tao sa content creation. But if you want to try content creation, go ahead. Like no one's gonna stop you. If you like creating content, if you're a creator, if you like taking videos, if you like sharing your story, yun na lang. If you like sharing your story with other people, maybe you should try content creation. And another thing I would like to share is, siguro chika ko na lang to sa sarili ko, because during the first high school years, college years, sobrang sabog nung mga interests ko. So I was interested in food. That's why I went to HRM or HRIM. But I also liked filmmaking. So nung high school ako, yun yung focus ko. And then I got into music creating, music covers, music ganyan. So sabi ko, Lord, anong nangyayari sa akin? Saan mo talaga ako? Parang film, food, music, saan ba ako talaga? Tapos eventually na-realize ko, oh my God, content creation. Lahat ng equipment na naipon ko throughout the years, lahat ng skills na tutunan ko with filmmaking, cooking, I can use them all sa content creation. So, ayun, I figured out that career na maybe the best option for me. So, yeah, guys, saya-saya na content creation.
Yeah, it's really nice for multi-passionate people like you, because you were able to incorporate a lot of your interests in one.
Yes.
Ang ganda.
Oo. Yun nga, corporate job talaga yung usual eh. Kasi, wow, stables, income, benefits.
Content creation is your full-time job.
Oo. Pero ano, actually, kagraduate pa lang ako ng college. So, yeah. Pero ngayon, yes, yung plan ko is full-time muna. Pero who knows?
Full-time content creator, yes. And it's very sustainable as well for you since you already have that, you know, very established community na mag-grow pa for sure. So, Miss Abby, what are your tips, no? Just to wrap this session up or wrap this episode up, what are your tips for people out there na gusto rin gumawa ng food content? Or kahit hindi food content, gusto gumawa ng content pero walang equipment or budget or whatnot.
Ayun. So, you don't have to have fancy equipment to start. As I've said before, I started with just my phone, free editing softwares. Actually, at the moment nga, these app applications, these social media apps, TikTok, Instagram, you can film directly on the app and edit directly on the app. As in a minute, you can come up with a content. Ganun siya kadali. So what it really takes is just you being willing to start right now. And I think a content creation is really, most of it is, or siguro, sige, most of it is storytelling. It's just sharing your story to a lot of people or It's sharing your story to other people and makikita natin yan sa mga viral videos. Viral videos, you will notice not all of them are taken with high quality cameras. Not all of them have a hook. Not all of them have a fancy voiceover, fancy audio, music. Not all of them have music. What they all have in common is they tell a good story. And I think that's what matters in a video rin. So, bonus or magandang addition na lang yung mga fancy equipment and everything. But if you think you have a good story to tell, even if that story is just, I made suman today, at pumunta ako sa backyard ko para kumuha ng malaking banana leaf. Magugulat ka, maraming tao interesado. Nagulat ako, maraming interesado nung nag-post ako ng suman, tapos nagtaga lang ako ng banana leaf. Nagulat ako parang, totoo ba? Namiss yung mga tao doon. Kumuha lang naman akong daw ng saging. Promise you, you should try. If you think you have a good story to tell, you should try it. Ayan. You don't know what awaits you. Yes, it will surprise you. I think, actually, feeling ko nga, we will always have a market on the internet. Sobrang daming niche, like food, may mga nagtuturo ng math sa TikTok, so yung mga magagaling sa math dyan. May mga lifestyle, gaming, yung mga hindi pa ako napupuntahan na rabbit hole, yung mga painting, kung mechanical, may mga electrical engineering, mga ganong niche. So, all of them have a good story to tell. So, they tried it and naging successful sila. But don't be discouraged if you hear na you need a good camera, you need a good editing software, you have to be really good in editing, you have to memorize these names ng mga angles na to, yung mga close-up shot, wide shot. Ayun, di siya need siguro in the first, ano ba? Gulo ko, no? Bakit na lang, Leo?
Yeah, it's not very necessary in order to create a successful video.
Yes, it's not
video.
Necessary to make a successful video. And yung mga taong meron lang ng mga equipment, keme-keme, ganyan, na nagiging investment na lang nila yun, especially for full-time creators like me. Siyempre, gusto ko i-improve yung craft ko. But to begin, to make successful videos, I didn't need them actually in the first place. So, actually nga, ngayon yung pangarap ko magka-iPhone. Kasi gusto ko ng iPhone. Kasi feeling ko, ang ganda-ganda ng iPhone, ganyan. Pero dahil hindi ko pa siya afford at the moment, kasi sabi ko, hala, nakagawa ka nga ng magandang video na walang iPhone. Di mo na need yan. Pero, syempre, inaano ko lang yung sarili ko. Na-comfort ko lang sarili ko. Na
manifesting.
Walang iPhone. Pero pag nagka-perak, that's fine.
Yes, manifesting that for you, Miss Abby.
Ayun.
All right. So once again, to conclude this episode, what stayed with me from my kwentuhan with Miss Abigail Marquez? First is to analyze your videos afterward. Ang ganda na Miss Abby takes her time to analyze why it went well or why it did not go well. She takes notes kung paano ba to, kung ano yung mga nag-work sa video na to para maulit niya ulit sa susunod. I think a lot of content creators sometimes forget to do that already. I'm a content creator myself and minsan nakakalimutan mo na sometimes you have to step back and just analyze your videos as well to improve your craft. So I love that advice. Second is to get out of your way to capture the organic moments. I love na kahit kailangan yung mag-record ng 2 to 3 hour videos just to get that organic moment, you make it happen. You get out of your way to do that kasi you want to be able to give your audience something unique and exciting to watch. So that's also a really great advice. And lastly, something that stayed with me about content creation is that content creation is storytelling. You've mentioned this multiple times throughout the episode and I totally agree with it. I think creating content is not only about showing off or telling people about something exciting. It's also about the story. It's also about how you say it. It's also about how you incorporate your character and your personality into your videos. So, kayo ba, listeners? What stayed with you? Please do not forget to share the podcast to your Instagram stories and tag us at Kwentuang Pilipina, at Abby Marquez,
yes,
and yours true, at Cleo Loque on what stayed with you. Anong nanatili sa inyo from our kwentuhan? Special thanks to our managing editor, Aliana Patrimonio. And this podcast is brought to you by Hiraya Pilipina and Podcast Network Asia. This has been Cleo Loque, and I will be back for more kwentuhan every Monday on major podcast platforms. So please do not forget to follow us on Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, Kwentuang Pilipina.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.